Welcome to the Drive Podcast. Today's episode, episode 21. We are totally legal now in most states. Episode 21 of the Drive Podcast. And today's emphasis will be on improving your teaching practice, but doing it in a unique way, videoing yourself and some other things that you can do to maybe get better as a teacher. Please take a few moments to go to Stitcher or iTunes to leave a review for The Drive. It helps me get better, and when you do that, it helps people find it if you think that it's interesting. I love the feedback that I've gotten so far. It makes me better as a teacher, and I hope that I just can contribute to some challenging thinking for you and maybe give you some ideas for positive disruption. To find this podcast, go to teachingfromhere.com/The Drive and scroll through to episode 21. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the drive.
On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to the drive. Thanks for tuning in and listening. I appreciate that. And looking forward to today's conversation on the journey north to Stillwater. So one of the things that I did over spring break was I developed a Voxer group with some people that I'm familiar with through Twitter, and they're good people, and I called that group Iron Sharpening Iron. And excuse me, it's a group where it's going to turn into a group that's going to be where we challenge each other to get better as educators, where we challenge our thinking, where we are willing to take some risks, measured risks, risks that can improve our teaching. You know, not crazy risks like holy smokes, what are you doing? But risk as in this looks like it could be really good. This is an emerging thing. We should try it and look at it. And also over spring break, one of the things that I had to do with my graduate work was we were reading some different articles by some classmates, and one of those articles dealt with video learning. And I thought that was really fascinating because the video learning piece to me is important, because I think the flipped classroom right now it's such a hot topic. There's some perceptions about flipped classroom which are maybe not as positive as they could be. There's really good things that can happen with flipped classroom. There's a lot of freedom that's in flipped classroom. And so what this led to, and through my conversations with my Iron Sharpening Iron group, is this. What if, as teachers, we allowed the video to come into our classroom to film our teaching so that we could come back and watch it later, either with peers or as department or with another teacher you trust or with administration, to improve that teaching? I know that's a really weird thing to talk about, but I live in Oklahoma. We're kind of a lot of football in this state, and so it's, you know, you hear about coaches watching tape all the time, making corrections, making players get into the right positions, analyzing their decisions as coaches. You know, was this the right call, not the right call? Did we do the right thing, not the right thing? Was this player in the right place or not? And just really analyzing their performance. And then what happens from that analysis is changes are made. Things are done differently or tweaked or whatever. And any coach that's good and successful, a lot of times they go through and view tape. And I'm not saying every coach does. I coached a long time without watching a lot of soccer tape. It's hard to break soccer down into specific things like football, but it's totally possible. So did we watch tape? Yes, but not quite like football did. And so here's the thing. What if we took video of ourselves teaching on a normal average every day? No big deal. You know, we don't have the bells and whistles going. We don't have the crazy fun activity going. We're just recording our teaching. And when we record our teaching, what do we see when we do that? How can we respond to that? How can we tweak ourselves when we do that? And I know that one of the things that happens with teachers is they just get super, super, super paranoid sometimes when watching that, you know, video of themselves teaching or having to talk about it with an administrator or peers or something like that. Some teachers are super private, and some teachers think that, hey, I'm already amazing, so what else am I going to learn? And so I think that this is an area where as teachers we can get better, we can become better, we can become stronger. And we just have to be willing to admit that, you know what, hey, we always have improvement that we can make as teachers. We are not perfect as teachers. And I was working with some students last night who are teaching today actually. And I shared with them, I said, I don't know that there's such a thing as an absolutely perfect lesson plan. I think lesson plans can always be improved and get better and be updated. So I think that being grounded enough in your teaching and strong enough in your teaching to know that you've got holes in your teaching, that you use filler words when you speak that you may or may not be aware of, that you do different things that you may or may not know about, that you look at one side of the room as opposed to the other, or you always call on this girl first or that boy, or you deal with this student a certain way, or maybe you see some of the actions in your kids that you didn't catch the first time through. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on in a classroom, and when there's a teacher, that's just two sets of eyes to try and keep up with all those kids. So why can't we use video in that way? And again, check with the policies in your building on videoing children and all of that, because that can also be something to just be aware of. But why can't we consider doing something like that? And in my group, I floated this idea. I don't know how it would be perceived. I think it just sounds really crazy. But when you go through the National Board certification process, you have to record two separate class periods with different types of activities. So you have to get permission for all of that. You have to tell your parents what's going on. Of course, your administration is aware, and there's some things involved. And what I'm suggesting here is something that's part of how you teach as part of your career of getting better, of improving. And so it would be a little bit different. And I'm not saying this would be something that would need to be published or would go out for mass consumption or something like that. But, you know, maybe it's something where you watch the video footage for a week and then you destroy it in some fashion. So I don't know, check with your school, but I think that there's a way to improve instruction through this practice. I know that when I had to watch myself teach going through National Board, when I was watching myself, I just remember looking and going, oh my gosh, look at all the crazy crap that's happening. This is horrible. Like, these people will never sign off on this. They're going to see this class and just wonder what kind of idiot is doing the teaching here. And the thing is, we get so critical of ourselves when we watch on video. We don't like the sound of our voice, or we mess up a problem really bad, or we misspeak during a lecture or whatever, all these possible things. But there's also 1,000 good things that happen in your lessons, and you have to train yourselves to see those as well. And so by going through and reviewing a lesson with another person, that can provide a fresh set of eyes on what your practice looks like. So I've noticed that whenever I speak, and I'm doing some interviewing right now for one of my research projects, and I've recorded all of those, and I'm having to transcribe them all, and that's real fun, let me tell you. But I've noticed that in my interviews, and sometimes even in the podcast when I listen to myself, I use way too much. Or I start a sentence with so. And these are things that I'm trying to catch as I speak, but I wasn't aware of them. I wasn't as aware of them until I started listening to myself. I've watched over almost 1,000 videos of myself teaching. But when I watch myself teaching, I'm not actually teaching the class. I've created a lesson. So I'm watching to make sure that my lesson flows smoothly, that I say things without, you know, significant errors and things like that. So I've critiqued that aspect of myself. But then watching myself manage a class, I haven't done that near enough. I haven't done it near enough. And I only wonder, what kind of teacher would I be now if I'd started recording myself on a regular basis as a second, third, fourth year teacher, or even more recently? You know, what if I recorded myself teaching once a month and set up time to watch it, like in a department meeting, or watch a snippet with a friend? Or I've had the very, very good fortune to work with administrators who have supported me in all the different ways that you can support somebody. Then I trust their judgment and their value on them watching me. And I think also when you watch yourself with video, I considered myself a good teacher, but I also could find mistakes. And I think being humble enough to go, you know what, this could be better, or you know what, I did do that great. But being able to look at your lesson and go, hey, this was good or bad, but being realistic about it as well. I know that sometimes teachers just get super, super worried when anybody steps into the room. And I know that there's administration out there that can make teachers feel uncomfortable. I get that. And I know that that can sometimes be a challenge because, you know, as teachers and administrators, sometimes that can be an adversarial relationship. But maybe a school counselor, or maybe somebody, if you teach English, there's somebody that you really like in the math department, or there's a math department chair or a science chair, or somebody that's a really seasoned, great teacher who you respect, they'd be willing to give you that feedback that you're seeking when you watch your video. I don't know. It's just definitely something to think about. And it's really easy to do, actually. You can record video of yourself with a Bluetooth microphone and an iPad. That's all you need. And you can wear the Bluetooth microphone around your neck, and you can catch all the interactions that you do. If you have a little bit of money, and it's really not very expensive, you can purchase a Swivel, which is SWIVL. I'll make sure and put links on the landing page for this podcast. And what Swivel does is it actually tracks you. You place your iPad in the Swivel, put the Swivel on a tripod or on a flat surface, and as you walk with the Swivel microphone around your neck, the Swivel picks up what you're saying, and it tracks that. It's basically like a marker that you wear around your neck, and it tracks that as you go. And so that gives you then the freedom to move around the room and not have to stay in the picture, as it were, because you always will be. So I don't know, something definitely to think about. And I know that one of the administrators in this group, it's teachers and administrators in this group, and a retired college professor. If you're interested in it, let me know. Iron sharpening iron. But in this Voxer group, one of the administrators shared that, and he admitted, he goes, maybe it was the way I brought it up with the staff, but he said, some of these teachers are really hesitant to this. And I think what we need to understand as teachers is if we're going to get better, we need to look at our practice and how we do it. And we need to look at the holes that we can't see on our own practice. And we need to understand that if our administrator, you know, if we have administrators that we can trust that are good administrators and we believe in them, and that's why we're in the building and we like who we work for, then I think you need to be able to trust them that, hey, when I ask you to video a lesson, I'm not coming after you. I'm not trying to find ways to document that you're doing a terrible job. I'm trying to find ways to help you improve your practice. And I think there's a significant difference there. I don't know, just food for thought. This is something that came up in one of the readings that I did. And in this reading, what they did was they had pre-service teachers watch video of almost peer teachers teaching. So pre-service teachers, before they start with student teaching, were watching video of student teachers and first-year teachers. And in this article, they also show that same video clip to seasoned veteran teachers, experienced teachers. And then they compared the notes, and the notes were completely different. Whereas the younger teachers were looking more towards classroom management, the older teachers were looking more towards the actual lesson. So it was really interesting. And I think that if we come into this with a view that we can watch our teaching and critique our lesson, and oh yeah, maybe there's a classroom management thing or two, but critique your lesson. What went well, what didn't go well, and then you can reflect on that later and come back to it and make those changes. That's the cool thing about it. I don't know, I think it's just something cool to try out, something interesting to do. So if you do something like this on a regular basis, or you've thought about doing it, take the time and go ahead and organize it right now and set it up. And let me challenge you in this way as well. One of the classes that I'm currently in is a teacher research class where teachers do research on their own practice. And what if you and maybe two or three other people in your building got together and said, you know what, we're going to record ourselves teaching for a year. We're going to record ourselves, like, say, once or twice a month. We're going to go through the videos together or look at pieces of the videos together, something like that. And then blog about or write a reflection of your growth as teachers over that time period. What changed from lesson 1 to lesson 15, or however many you decide to do? I think that would be an amazing, amazing thing to share. So I don't know. There you go. That's the musings from a tired soccer dad on his way to start a new day. And thanks for listening to The Drive. And remember that you guys, if you're involved in education, you change lives daily. You change lives daily, and you will never know. You don't. And people that listen to this and people that I talk with on the internet, through Twitter and through different social media, I read what you post, and that impacts me. I am doing what I'm doing because of the impact of teachers that have poured into me that have no idea that they've done it, none. And I thank you so much for that. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that, because I am who I am because of the learning that I've been able to do with my colleagues along the way. Colleagues that I've never met face to face, some of them. And that's amazing. So hang in there. Spring break is done. We're moving forward. And as always, be brilliant. I can't wait to get on the road again.